settle down. I'm not in the mood for your crap.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
ESPN 97.5.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Whatever this is on, let me drop some shit like this here.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Did you see Andre Iguodala? Del, do you have the Iguodala quotes about the players? Andre Iguodala. We talked about Iguodala yesterday and the Mark Jackson stuff, right? He kind of put Mark Jackson's business out there a little bit. Jackson can't be all that happy, you know, what with, you know, his thoughts on gay marriage and his religious thoughts. And we talked about it. You know, ESPN certainly can't do anything about it because this is his religious beliefs. And if you fire him over that, then you're gonna have yourself a big lawsuit.
What comments has he made on the air anyway?
None. But even still, you could have your personal, you can have personal thoughts. Jemele Hill, she tweeted the president, and that got her.
Name one person who's been fired for personal thoughts.
Yeah, for beliefs.
Personal thoughts. Who hasn't even expressed anything on the air. That's not, you can't do that. That's an instantaneous lawsuit.
Schilling.
Kurt Schilling is directly on Twitter.
Yeah, but I mean, well, Mark Jackson's made videos where he's preaching.
But he didn't share them with people. Mark Jackson has made videos where he's preaching?
That's what Iguodala said. He would stream services. Yeah, he would stream his service.
Right. That's not...
Well, that's
while he's
too.
In there. That's not putting it out there on Twitter to the masses.
Well, it's not putting it out there on Twitter, but it's public too.
He didn't do that at ESPN.
No.
But he wasn't an employee of ESPN.
I got it. However, you could do something outside of your work and get fired for it. Now, in today's world, if you don't feel like, you know, if you're not PC, then you got a chance, especially at ESPN, that something could happen. It can't. It won't. But his business is still out there now. He also put all the players' business out there. He says...
You're talking about Iguodala.
Iguodala.
Yeah, he's retiring.
Yeah.
He's clearly done because he is He's
blasted
everybody. He's just lighting everything on fire. Like, here we go.
He
wants a TV spot. You think so?
Huh?
You think he wants to be on TV now?
He's pretty good.
He's angling for it, I think, by laying everything out.
He could well be. Do you have that, Del? The Iguodala stuff?
Which one exactly?
The social media.
No, I have the one talking about injuries, Kevin Durant and him.
Well, he goes, yeah, as soon as we go into halftime, dude, not after the game, but as soon as we go into halftime, guys, the first thing everybody does is goes get their phone. It's like Lance during the show. The first thing that they do is go get their phone.
No,
just like right now.
Well, I'm getting important texts from people you know.
So the first thing that guys at halftime, they go grab their phone and they see what are people saying about them and their game that they're having.
I mean, this is just a despicable generation.
And then they go and find their stats. And he says, you know, the agents are out there going, dude, you need 22 tonight. You got to get 22 tonight. You got to pick it up. You got to have 20. You need more.
PJ Tucker can't be a guy who goes and cares about his phone.
No.
He just can't be. Is there any generation, sometimes I hear it and I have to make sure that I don't assume it's everybody because it is really frustrating to know. It used to just be ballers were ballers. I had so much respect. Those are guys who are grinders and work.
Kawhi.
Yeah.
That's Kawhi.
That's why people...
He doesn't care.
That's why there is a generation of fans who are going to love Kawhi Leonard because that is a throwback to... And it shouldn't really be a throwback to... I don't feel like it was that... social media has changed everything, right? I think there's probably most players... People weren't going to their phones in 2007. They weren't going to their phones for what? To check text messages?
Well, we had a guy have his phone on the bench. I know this that year. Was,
and then Joel Embiid acted like that's why.
Oh,
that
he had
like
an
a,
emergency. What?
He
what
was have it? An emergency.
They were laughing
his
about
wife
something.
In the hospital or something like that.
That's what Joel Embiid. By the way, no one corroborated
no one
that. At all.
Well, no one.
No one corroborated no one that at all. Is who, it what? Does tried. It seem like? Does it seem likely that he was there? Was like, God, I got to see what's going on with my wife. How about this? Just. You know, if you need to go to be with your wife, you can go be with your wife if you need to. If it's that important, which it is important to be with your wife, if you're that concerned, I think more than likely there's going to be guys. This, you're going to see this where there are guys on a bench with phones, and I'm sure there are people who sneak phones on the field. It's in football. It's just cameras are always on you. It's going to be pretty tough. I just want to believe that there are guys who are ballers who don't care. They just all they want to do is ball. They want to just, and you can do the other stuff. You can party and do whatever. But when the man, when the ball's on the court, when the ball's on the field, when the bats are on the field, I just want to believe that some of my athletes that I watch and I like to watch just really want the championship. Really want to. Mm-hmm. It means a lot to them, right? That they're not that it means about as much as maybe checking social media. I just want to believe that they're still out there, guys. Like, it would devastate me if I found out P.J. Tucker. For whatever reason, P.J. Tucker is this bastion of grinder to me. I always think of, man, this guy is throwback. He could have played in any generation. Not the most talented, but you know that if you ever had to step on a court against him, it would be not fun because he was gonna give everything. He would never not give 100%. It just seems like there's so many players now that are just so worried about brand over ball, and it's... It's just frustrating.
The Sixers story was Amir Johnson. Apparently, he had a sick daughter. Now, Amir Johnson's 32 years old, so he's not necessarily, I mean, because of the numbers, he would be in the millennial generation, but it's not like he's a 24-year-old just hanging out. Dude's been in the league a long time. I don't know what if the story is true or not, but the story was sick daughter.
And he's 30, Embiid put that out
And
there.
He's 32 years old, so it's not like he's a young dude.
No, yeah. But that is in the. First of all, you can be addicted to social media at any age. My wife is on. I mean, always, she's on all the time. I don't think your age really has it. The age we do, and he's still inside the group. The age that, although you're right, I would say the age that we're thinking of, the guys who are brand forward, fashion forward, that feels more like from now up to about, I don't know. 30-ish. I mean, James is right there at that age. He came into the league in was it 10 or 11? No, 9, I think, where James came in, right? 2009? Because he was traded in 2012.
2012, it would have been three years in the league or four?
2009.
No. Yeah, he came in the league in 2009. So
right. That would have been his fourth year. They had to come up with a deal. Yep. Did T-Mac or Melo have a better career? That's a pretty good question.
Well, I would say Melo. I would say Melo because Melo was more durable.
Melo won a championship at Syracuse. Melo.
Well,
was
Tracy
McGrady
didn't
on
play.
Those Olympic teams?
Mm-mm. I don't think.
Was Tracy on those teams?
Tracy was more injured. Now, I would say Carmelo had a better. Yeah, look, I really like Tracy McGrady and some of the stuff he did, but I think we romanticize. He was not as consistent because he was not as durable. Carmelo was pretty durable for much of his career.
Tracy never played on an Olympic team. He was on one FIBA gold medal team, but
no
now,
one counts
America.
FIBA.
Well, it was even just an America championship. It wasn't like a world championship. So no, never on an Olympic team. Hmm. 7-time All Star, 2-time. Now Carmelo never made first team. At least I think I read that previous. Tracy has 2 All NBA first teams on his resume. I don't think Carmelo has one of those. He has a couple second and third teams.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm looking.
I would have thought Carmelo would have made a first.
Carmelo,
team.
Let me check again. But I think when I saw his stats just an hour ago or so, whatever it was,
Carmelo did have some times where he didn't play as many games this season. But you know, to me, when you're in the 78, 74, 72, 77, working backwards, 77, 69, 77, 65, 80, 75, 82. I mean, he could have played. He did miss his time as well. But I think he was just more consistent than Tracy. Tracy was more explosive as a high-end player, but Carmelo was just a little bit more consistent. But boy, did his field goal percentage fall off the fall off the earth by the time he hit 31. Carmelo was an old 31.
Oh, 813 ESPN 97.5. David wanted to thank us for the great 40-yard dash segment.
Don't buy into Dell's narrative. Don't buy into that.
Now he can die peacefully. Oh,
you finally did something where that guy can die in peace?
Yeah.
Congratulations to you too. Yeah. You just killed a listener with that segment.
Die in peace. Peace, Dell.
Or maybe he just wants to die after that segment.
Or maybe he wants to die in peace. Okay, and we thank you. You can just thank us for giving that to him.
Well.
Let's talk right now about Absolute Marvel. Let's talk about Jeff Aronoff. I don't think his 40 times is going to be all that good, if you want to know the truth. But I'm going to tell you this about him. He's going to put in that outdoor patio for you, and it's going to look sensational. The stuff, the marble, the granite, the tile, the rock, all the stone, all of the stuff that Jeff Aronoff does, he makes your place look fantastic. You want it to look rich and nice, and you want your value of your business or your home to increase. You have to do these things. You can't just let it sit there and go, well, it's just fine. No, it's not. Okay, your house was built in the 80s or the 90s or whatever, even in the aughts, and guess what? Guess what's going to happen? It's going to decrease in value, so you have to put money back into it so that you get your money out of it. And Jeff Aronoff does that. He does that every day. What you need to do is give him a call. Let him come. He can design as well. So you don't need that architect to put together that outdoor kitchen for you. You got Jeff Aronoff to do that for you. 713-880-2822. 20% off because you're a 97.5 listener. Tell Jeff you heard it right here. 713-880-2822. He will make that place look wonderful. Absolute marble and granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 818 ESPN 97.5. Let's do this at 825. We will give away. We got a Stuber movie. When a mild-mannered Uber driver named Stu picks up a passenger who turns out to be a cop hot on the trail of a brutal killer, he's thrust into a harrowing ordeal where he desperately tries to hold on to his wits, his life, and his 5-star rating.
Holy crap.
713-780-3776.
What is this show called?
It's Stuber. Stuber.
Like an Uber, but Stuber.
But Stu is his name.
Yeah, this sounds like an intense movie.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Pair of tickets to see a special advanced screening of Stuber starring Dave Bautista. Tuesday, July 2nd at 7 p.m. at Edwards Greenway Plaza. In theaters nationwide, July 12th. At 825, you call in and caller number 5 is going to get that. Stuber. I've seen the previews of it. It looks kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not a drama. It's not an action.
Really, it's not. And he tries to hang on to his 5-star rating.
Yeah, apparently, he's the and he's the only driver this cop has to have or whatever, chasing down the hardened criminal.
Sounds good.
No, it's
Chase said, my problem with Tyler White is after a quote-unquote good season, he came in fat and out of shape and was comfortable because he thought he had a job he couldn't lose and make little adjustments at the plate. Now we have Yordan. See ya, fatty. What?
That's ugly.
Dell, can you get people to stop saying that on Twitter? They're shaming relief pitchers / first baseman / DHs. That's what's happening. People are body shaming junk reliever / first base DH guys now. Wow.
Dell's busy. He can't right now. He's busy finding a sugar daddy. Okay.
I'm not finding one. I'm finding sound from it. And we have the top 10 neighborhoods for sugar daddies in Houston.
We have what now?
We have a list of the top 10 neighborhoods for sugar daddies in Houston.
Well,
this was talked about on Isaiah Uncensored. Is that what the show's
called? Isaiah Factor.
Not even Isaiah Factor Uncensored.
What is that?
That's like just, because it comes on like at 11 or whatever.
Is that
it comes
on our station?
It's on Fox 26.
No.
Oh, on Fox 26.
Isaiah Carey.
One time I went to lunch with, it was me and Bunt and Isaiah Carey and Big Angry Charles Adams. And it was, that was.
Did you ask him about the Arian Foster thing? It was Isaiah Carey that was standing in his trailer, right?
Can I give you my card? Like, when that was his, like,
No.
That's when Arian's like, man, why do you do this? You come to my house. This isn't right. You're like, I don't want to talk to you. Leave. Get out now. Can I give you my card? Like, no.
No.
Give me your card. He's also the one who had the bug fly in his mouth. You know that one, right?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've seen that. Yeah.
Where he freaks out when a bug flies in his mouth on set.
So Del, now you've got my... Okay, I would imagine, River Oaks and Memorial are...
Don't mention names. I want to ask John something. So, a sugar... Would you say any of your friends or even acquaintances are currently sugar daddies? What you would consider a sugar daddy. And I don't know what your definition...
Yeah, what you...
Has to be a lot younger.
Yeah, and you're keeping her...
Now, I wouldn't say by the most strict sense where you just give somebody money, but I would say like somebody who is with someone older, like the one that I thought I saw the other day when I was at CareCall. I'm like, man, that girl is either his daughter. This can't be happening.
Well, but he's got to be paying for. He's got to be paying for her apartment or car.
I guess technically that's a sugar daddy.
Yeah, that's
it.
It can't just be
somebody younger who happens to be benefiting from somebody older's money.
No.
That's not the same, right?
No. You got to take care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think you know anybody like that? You do?
I do. I don't think you know him.
No, probably not.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But do you know
where he lives?
No.
Well, Dell's got a list of some of the places.
So where,
I know where he probably lives.
Are the top sugar daddies?
Well, let Isaiah Carey tell you.
Okay.
We've been talking about this on social media all day today. First up on The Factor Uncensored tonight, it's all about being a kept woman, a sugar baby. Because according to a website that keeps up with these sorts of things, there are plenty of sugar daddies in Houston. The website Seeking Arrangement, a sugar daddy dating site, says there are hundreds of registered sugar daddies in Houston. They even list the top 10 neighborhoods. Number one on the list is downtown Houston with 182 registered sugar daddies. Okay. The other neighborhoods...
Wait a minute. Pause. You have to register to be a sugar daddy?
No, there's a website where it makes it easier to connect with sugar babies.
Sugar daddies go on there like, I'll be a sugar daddy. Yeah, it's a connection site.
Oh, yeah, there's a site for this.
So downtown makes sense. You got high rises.
You have to be a registered sex offender. You have to be a registered sugar daddy.
No, as opposed to sliding into DMs and being creepy, you can just go on the site.
So that makes sense. That makes sense downtown. You got single guys, money. They used to live here. Now they live downtown. All right.
You talked over the second one. He said Boulevard Oaks. That's number two.
I've never heard of that.
I know. What is that?
I don't know where that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's at Oaks. So.
Spring, Uptown, Shadow Oaks, Kingwood, Westbury. Surprisingly, at number eight is River Oaks. After that, Midwest. And rounding out the top 10 is Webster.
Pause. Webster? Hold on.
That's your neighborhood.
I live in League City. I don't live in Webster.
Same thing.
No, it really isn't.
No, it kind of is.
No, it isn't.
Are you a sugar baby?
They're two different cities.
Are you a sugar baby?
It's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. Two cities next to each other, they'll make them the same thing.
It kind of is.
It's not.
It's like real Pakistan and India. Come on.
No, that's
very different. Very different.
Come on.
So, wait a minute now. First of all, there's a bunch of oaks in there.
Yeah. Boulevard.
Kingwood?
I don't know.
River Oaks.
Can you be a sugar daddy or something?
If you live 45 minutes away, like in Webster or Kingwood?
Well, you don't have
to. Can you even be a sugar daddy?
Well, how do you know there are?
I guess you can always
sugar
Venmo.
Babies down there.
Sure, there's sugar babies in Webster, too.
Yeah. Why is there a sugar baby in Kingwood?
Why wouldn't there be?
Why?
Because you know what, why would you? Really, what are you going to do in Kingwood?
And I want to know why. You know what
a sugar baby is? Just, a sugar baby is a 22-year-old college girl who wants you to help with tuition.
22-year-old college girls aren't living in Kingwood.
I want to know. They might be living with their parents.
Can't Venmo though.
Why was he surprised that River Oaks was number 8?
I don't know why.
I think it's too low.
It's too low. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too low.
I've never heard of Boulevard Oaks, whatever that is. River Oaks at 8, and surprisingly, River Oaks. The first thing I thought of was River Oaks should be in the top 2.
I thought from number 1.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where you're going to find sugar daddies.
Yes. Yes, that's what I thought. You know where they didn't say? Hillcroft area.
They didn't say by your house?
Yeah. No. No sugar daddies in my neighborhood.
They didn't say Montrose
either. We're just trying to hang on. I would think there could be a museum district. Yes. Your district could.
Museum district?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I just think, I think you're limiting the number of people that would be sugar daddies that are looking for sugar babies in Montrose. That's probably why. It's just limited.
That the site allows you to be a man or woman sugar baby. And a sugar daddy can be a man or a woman too, and they could be looking for a male sugar daddy or a female sugar daddy.
Could happen.
It doesn't matter.
Could happen.
You could be a sugar daddy looking for a sugar baby who's a male.
I guess
I was stereotyping.
Yes, you were.
I'm just looking at
when you were younger. So when you were younger, did you have any of your friends from your gang, the Animals, or any of your, or just anybody you knew who had an older one that was the other way, who had a sugar mama?
A sugar mama?
Maybe not to that same extent.
No.
But somebody who benefited from having an older woman. An established older woman?
No. You mean like American Pie? No.
Yeah, but, financially,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right. No, I don't. No, I don't believe.
I'm trying to think. And I don't think I can come up with one.
Yeah, I can't really talk about that, so anyway. But here's...
What? Why do you always go dark on these things? Like, you make some randomly vague comment, and then you try to bail and talk about relief pitching.
But I do want to talk about this substitute teacher, though.
Can you find out what he was talking about? Why
in El Campo.
Why is he trying to bail out?
I don't know.
We got to talk about El Campo.
What about a sugar mama?
You know John has a dark past from his Chicago days he doesn't want to talk about.
I can't talk about it. I had to leave. Why do you have to leave? Nothing.
And now a sugar daddy or mama incident from Chicago he can't talk about either?
No, never mind.
See?
828 ESPN. What's the matter?
Something has happened.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Who hurt you?
Listen, sugar daddies, what do they need most right now? ForHims.com/John5.
Well, that's even if you get that type of arrangement. Sometimes you're just paying and you get nothing in return.
Okay, well, then in that case, I would go to a small claims court.
Yeah.
Or actually, probably something more.
Okay, because you made an agreement, and you ain't getting
paid. That's a broken contract.
Sometimes the agreement is, I just want to take care of you.
Social contract.
I don't even want the physical part.
Who would do that? Can you imagine?
Some guys
just wants the arm candy. Maybe they just want the arm candy.
Come on, you got to get the payoff. That's a waste. No, they're smarter than that. They're rich guys. You know how they make good deals. That's a terrible deal.
Well, if you're a rich guy on seeking arrangement, apparently you're not that smart.
What if you're a sugar daddy who just says, I wish I could do that, but I just don't have that kind of libido anymore.
Yeah, well, then you go to forhims.com/John5. And you know what rich guys do? They like to save money. They like the best deal.
Sugar babies don't like you telling people this. They're like, we like to keep our guys docile.
Yeah, right. Well, no. What we need, what every guy needs, if you're a sugar daddy, is forhims.com/John5. You need that help from that little pill that is going to make sure that your sugar baby is taken care of. That's all I'm saying. All you need to do right now is go to forhims.com/John5, forhims.com/John5, and you're going to have yourself the confidence to go into any relationship, anytime you're going to have relations, and you're going to be able to perform. Because you got forhims.com/John5. You will talk to a doctor online. It's subject to that doctor's approval. You see website for full details. And while supplies last, by the way. So this is $5 for the first month. Because you're talking about hundreds of dollars if you go to the doctor and then you're going to pay for hundreds and hundreds of dollars if you're going to pay for not the generic, but the name brand pill. This is a generic equivalent. And you benefit from it. ForHims.com/John5, ForHims.com/John5. Why am I so obviously insane in a perfect situation?
ESPN.
97.5.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Love this. Did you see this? Miles Straw retweeted Pro Football Talk. Ted Ginn Jr. says he's willing to race anyone for $10,000 or more. And then the story? Miles Straw retweeted and said, put the money on the wood, Ted Ginn Jr. Who you got?
Ted Ginn.
I don't know, dude. Miles Straw is lightning. So what is if Ted Ginn. White boy beat Ted Ginn Jr.?
Now, Ted Ginn's not trying to race Matthew Bowling.
The Astros are calling up Cy Snead from AAA to replace Framber Valdez on the active roster.
Not a great day for Framber.
Framber has been struggling lately. Where's the Sugar Mamas at? I guess this website gives you the Sugar Mamas too, Del?
Yeah, if you want to be a sugar baby as a man or a woman,
I do.
But you want the attention of women, you can do that as well. You can be sugar baby looking for a woman.
But we don't have to mess with anybody, right?
Well, it's up to you. That's your decision.
Some old sexy granny, she'll just put money in my account. Because my wife would be okay with that.
It depends on what the granny wants in return. That's something you have to arrange. That's why they call it an arrangement.
Did you see the sexy granny who got fined by the police because she wears her bathing suit out to Gardendale?
Ooh, that sounds like League City.
Is this a little close to home?
Sounds like League City.
It's not that close to home.
No,
because I don't think the police in League City make those type of decisions.
Well, can you tell us that's what your girl does?
They make bad decisions there?
No, I don't think they arrest women just because they're in their bikinis.
Well, I think she was fined. I'm not sure she was
or
arrested.
Or fined either.
Hey, put some clothes on because this is a public nuisance.
I don't think they make those type of judgments.
Speaking of which, you all have to look up the story about the Russian who fought a bear, lost. The bear dragged him to his den and broke his back. And made him lay there for a month, and he was storing him as food.
What?
The bear was storing. The dude is emaciated. The blood on his eyes made his whole face crusted
bear,
over.
Russian man found mummified after bear.
Mummified.
Man dragged away
dude,
by a.
When you see the pictures and the video of him, he is a Skeletor. And he's alive. He lived through it. And they found him. Dogs found him, and they got him out of there. But the bear was keeping him alive so he could eat him later.
Oh my! This guy's alive.
He's alive. Look at him. Oh my God!
How can you tell he's alive? What do you mean he? Oh, so the bear? He didn't try to like fight a bear like Khabib.
I guess the bear came up on him and they fought, and the bear beat him and dragged him back to his den.
You know what? I remember watching Revenant. And
yeah, it's a bad. That's beat. A bad matchup.
It is not a good matchup. No. I know what Khabib did, where he hung in pretty good against that cub that had his whole mouth. You know, no, mouth he was just biting. He was biting the little 6-year-old or whatever, 7-year-old Khabib. But that's a championship fighter, Khabib.
Yeah.
Even as a child, he probably was a championship fighter.
Even still,
fighter.
I don't think Khabib wants a full grown bear.
I don't think Khabib's going to beat a full grown bear.
No. Did you see Leonardo DiCaprio?
He got his ass kicked by the bear. The bear kicked his ass.
You know what? I decided then and there that I'm not fighting bears.
Tom Hardy can't talk. This is Tom Hardy.
Like, what? What is Tom Hardy doing this time?
Well, I don't know.
Why can't Tom Hardy talk regularly?
He's doing it well. He's doing it well.
Tom Hardy,
let's keep coming up there and say what was his hell.
Like, what? What is he saying?
No one knows. No one knows.
You hardly know what he's saying in any movie.
No. It's like the movie Snap.
Batman is going to peel.
He's Bane. Now he can get to talk like that again.
It's like the movie Snatch. Can't understand anything.
Nope.
Bears
are never going
to
lose.
I want to go back to high school. El Campo High School. That's where I want to go.
Well, you just hit us with this bear, and now I'm looking at this guy. This is incredible that he's alive.
He is.
How can he be alive if he hasn't eaten
for
a
month? He didn't eat or drink.
How do you
Did you
live?
Think the bear brought him like water that. To keep him alive? No. I'm pretty sure the bear didn't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know how he stayed alive for a month.
His back was broken. He's a skeleton. It's really, really gross. So I want to go back and go to El Campo High School. a teacher, a substitute teacher, was fired after recording pornographic videos of herself inside a classroom and then uploading the footage to a commercial website. But the teacher who worked at El Campo High School in Southeast Texas for just 3 months won't face criminal charges for the footage after police consulted with the Wharton County District Attorney's Office and determined there was no evidence of a crime. It's not a crime.
What's a crime? She didn't went with the students.
We can't find a law that she violated, El Campo Police Chief.
She just
Terry Stanfield said.
She was just making nachos in a classroom. They just weren't happy she did it in a classroom.
Well, right.
I mean, trespassing maybe? I would think trespassing.
Well, doesn't she have a right to be there as a teacher?
Wow. After hours?
How about this substitute?
With carrying around a hammer with her?
Why can't I get her? Is it, why?
Well, you wouldn't be in the video.
I know, but
yeah.
I mean,
you just get to watch it.
But
later.
I still want to know that my teacher likes to do stuff like this.
Why?
Because.
So you can do stuff later?
It makes
later?
It so much more interesting. That's a class I would want to go to.
You're what's wrong with this country.
Well, clearly.
John Granato is number one.
The teacher appeared to be alone in the videos, roughly a dozen of which were recorded.
Alone in the videos?
Yeah, she was alone.
She's probably doing stuff.
Yeah, she was doing stuff. In that's the classroom.
Not, that's definitely
now,
not
what
illegal.
Makes you think?
Wait a minute. That's why it's not even
because there's no dude there.
She's a teacher.
She didn't bring anybody else.
That's right.
Tape away. It's legal.
I mean, that laptop is in a way, but they can still see your arm moving when you do that.
Tape away.
Lance just made a motion.
Lance.
Did she self-camera?
Please, no one capture that as a GIF or GIF.
Because he had like a face on. And
he had the face on, and you could see his arm moving underneath there.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
So let me ask you a question.
It really kind of is.
So let me ask you this question. So it was set up on a tripod by herself? Like
possibly.
Yeah, possibly.
Or maybe just off
sorry,
the,
sir. No violations here.
There's nobody
she
else.
Thought about this. Victimless crime.
What are you going to do? Who did I hurt?
Victimless crime.
The problem with
who
this
got hurt? Well, that thing just got hurt.
That doesn't have feelings.
See, this is what I'm this is what I'm discussing about in 2019. District officials fired the teacher last week after a tipster sent one video to the school's principal.
You want to talk
snitches.
About it. And who's watching? Well, here's who it was. Either a dad or a kid who snitched.
Who got caught by his mom.
Maybe. And mom went, what?
Exactly. Who is this?
The only reason I was watching is because Kevin sent it? It's because it's Mrs. Davis.
Oh, you snitched.
And that's immediately because he tried to throw.
If someone who doesn't know what this teacher looks like but wants to see, what do you type in? What commercial website? These are the facts that have been left omitted that I need.
You need that redacted.
If you type in El Campo High School Freak, will that come up?
I can't do any of that on there.
A Google search will probably bring
it
up.
This is an NFL computer. And when you talked about the sugar, I wanted to say, what's it called? Making connections or whatever?
Seeking arrangements.
Yeah. I wanted to pull it up so we could talk about it already. No. I can't do that. We'll put it on the browser. There's no such thing as an incognito NFL browser, by the way. They're all cognito.
Everything's cognito.
Everything's cognito. I don't need that heat in my life at all. I can't. I'm just going to have to take Dell's word. You know what makes me sad today a little bit before you go to a break? Knowing that our intern out there, she is a high school. She'll be a high school senior.
Who is that? Charlie's out there?
I don't know.
She's a high school. She's going to be a high school senior?
I think.
How do you get a?
She said she's in high school.
Is that Charlie?
That is Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie does?
She said she's in high school. And I'm like, we've said some terrible things today.
You say terrible things.
You
she's
going
to have to
What if she was watching? What if she was watching the stream?
No, John goes, I want to talk about going. I wish I was in El Campo.
What high school?
What about that?
Is that Charlie out there? What high school does Charlie go to, Dell?
Ridgepoint.
She just corrected us. It's even worse. She'll be a high school junior.
God.
Why is there a 16, 17-year-old working here?
I know the family.
Put her
I know
on
her.
Charlie's
this
show.
Is you?
Put her on Charlie's
this
show.
Is what you did?
Yeah. That's
what
my
kind of credit can she get for working here during the summer? What the hell?
I wish I was.
She wants to be in the business, Del.
It got worse than that. Baby.
We just destroyed that dream.
You did?
No.
And it could end up working out for her not to go into this business. The sugar daddy, the sugar mama, and all this stuff.
The El Campo teacher.
I walk out there and I'm like,
she's a high school.
No, I forgot.
She's a soon to be high school junior.
Soon to be.
Soon to be high school junior, and she's listening to this filthy blog.
Does she know?
She's got a podcast.
Thanks, Del, for bringing that.
Does she know?
Thanks for bringing that Make Connections website.
Seeking arrangements. Does this family know who you are?
Yes.
Why would they subject their daughter to use every intern?
They never listen
family
to the show.
Member, friends. And what, of the why do you know so many interns?
What? Because their parents asked me to.
And you say yes?
Well, yeah.
You should say.
You should say no.
Work with my wife.
You should say yes. Come in at 11 o'clock when Charlie's on and get some real sports talk.
Well, that is true. I didn't realize that she was going to be on this show.
You should make.
We should have stuck with Barrett.
Disclaimer.
Right. Something nice and family oriented.
We could have stuck with Bear Attack instead of going back to El Campo for some 1-on-0 fast break action.
Why do you think it's a fast break?
I want.
Maybe she's. I just call it ISO ball.
Charlie doesn't go to El Campo, right?
I don't know where she goes.
ISO ball. I'm trying to get the name of that teacher.
Man, we're just standing around watching while.
Yeah,
that's well, ISO. It's while she's ISOing, we just have to stand around cold, not in a rhythm at all. I can't get in a rhythm.
Well, she's got a high efficiency rate. I get that, but you got to get me involved.
I never know.
So I'm ready.
Then it's a crime.
Okay. I got to be ready to shoot. If I never get the ball, I can't be ready to shoot. I'm not in rhythm. We're standing around watching the ISO ball.
Always passing me the ball with 1 second left on the clock.
I know. Here you go. What? I'm not ready. Okay, go. Huh? Don't pass.
Turnover.
Yeah. We're going the other way. Player control.
All right. Time to talk about, you know what you need in this instance?
Here we go.
You need testosterone.
Minsky Clinic. Do you? Not if you're just sitting there playing ISO ball. You don't. Men's T Clinic. One of the areas, John mentioned it, and I'll say it. One of the areas that can really take a hit is libido if your testosterone goes down. Now, that's not going to be the case for every man, but it is one of the areas that can be an issue for men. It can be libido. If you say my libido is good, my energy level isn't bad, well, that's probably the biggest. The energy level is a pretty consistent problem no matter who you are. Even if you're working out, you find yourself getting more fatigued during workouts earlier. The lean muscle mass doesn't really stay on as long as it used to. Maybe you can't convert the belly flab to lean muscle mass. These are issues with low testosterone. But there are others as well, including slower mental processing and cognition. Obviously, your ability to metabolize can be a problem. There are so many different things that can really impact your quality of life. And when your testosterone level is right, your quality of life spikes back up to where it once was in your 20s and your 30s. Make sure that Men's T Clinic is a consideration for you. If you feel like any of the symptoms I talked about define you, then make sure you go to mensteaclinic.com and find one of the five locations nearest you, mensteaclinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Boy, the Tyler White just can't get out of the way. I mean, Tyler White's just minding his own business being a relief pitcher. And I told you that Chase said, see ya, fatty.
Yeah,
Landis Steve says Tyler White's a dog that can't control his bladder anymore. He's just peeing all over the place. Put him down. Dre says, yep, peace out, Tubby. I mean, Tyler. Listen to how mean. Just people are just super mad at Tyler White. Tyler White's the hitting the buffet coach. Ugly. It's not what he's a coach of.
No. Bob Lee's retiring from ESPN. Bob Lee's been there 40 years. Bob Lee was an original.
Bob Lee is an OG.
Yeah.
That's what the term was invented for, Bob Lee.
Yeah.
Bob Lee, Tom Meese, he's a guy that when we first got cable and ESPN first
Lee,
I saw him.
And Meese.
Yeah. Saw him.
And Grand. George Grand.
Grand, yeah. He's always been good too, man. There's always, when he did his outside the line stuff,
always
it was fantastic.
Solid. Yep. It should be.
He's done a lot of soccer stuff that's become a passion of his. I mean, he's become a specialist more than anything over there. He does soccer and he does outside the lines, or he did it. And then,
and any kind of serious story, he'll He'll take the
he's not going to be sitting in a two-camera shot where he's screaming about, you know, Kawhi Leonard. Like, that's not his. Hold on one second. Do you mean to tell me, Bob Lee, do you mean to tell me that if LeBron showed up with Kawhi Leonard at a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse that you would not, that's not something that's going to get your attention? Well, I have to say, Stephen A., I just consider it a steak dinner. I don't see what the big fuss is. They're both in Los Angeles, and it's just steak.
Mm-hmm.
You have lost your actual damn mind, Bob Lee. Like, I don't feel like I have. I feel like it's just a steak dinner. I don't really think there's really much to talk about here. Like, Bob Lee is, I'd like to talk about the IOC and some of the malfeasance that have gone on with the IOC. Boring. Who wants to talk about the IOC? Some guy's getting brand new watches. Who cares?
When we could talk about LeBron.
Title IX has become a big issue on many college campuses. Like, let's bring up some Title IX talk. Max Kellerman, you know, like, this isn't good. No one wants to talk Title IX and the IOC.
Let's bring LeVar Ball in.
Can someone please get LeVar Ball?
Get rid of boring Bob Lee.
Listen, guys, there's been a problem with the technology in golf. Has really severely hampered the common man. Golf and tennis, because of technological advancements, is the game the same that was being played years ago? Or has it gone beyond where they should? Like, can you imagine Skip Bayless and Shannon? Hold on with it. Hold on. You know, like, they would. I think you need to be, and I'm going to say this, Shannon, for you as well. I think Bob Lee needs to be fired. Well, I agree with you, Skip. I agree with you.
Yeah. Let's talk about Odell.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that Chris Sims is becoming a troll?
Know what? He is trying to get his brand up.
He really is.
He is. Trying way too hard.
What's happened with him and Kurt Warner? Apparently, he put out his list. Chris Sims ranked Tom Brady, seventh on his list? And he had, ninth on his list. And Drew Brees was 10th on best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. By the way, Deshaun was a top six guy. I don't know where he finished. I stopped looking at it. When Tom Brady is 7 or 9 or whatever he was, you got to be kidding me, right? Right?
Is Tom Brady still the best quarterback in the NFL? Do you think that?
He ranked him 9th. And
well, I mean, that's an attention getter.
Right. That's why Drew Brees was 10 after the season that Drew Brees had last year.
It's too obvious. You want to be somebody who creates conversation, put him third. 9 and 10 is like, this is clear what you're doing.
Yeah, no. Kurt Warner just tweeted out. He said, are you kidding me? And he said, here's Chris Sims. I'm way deeper in the weeds in all these subjects than Kurt Warner. I've seen him on the NFL channel like once in the past 50 days. Kurt Warner, like, oh, really, dude? Really, dude? I'm not worried about the shots. That's the nature of the business now. And he's right. You know, guys who are screaming and making outrageous lists like Chris Sims, they're the ones that are getting the attention. They really are.
It is.
If you just go about your business and do your job, it's like Bob Lee.
Yeah, Bob Lee is, you don't need a Bob Lee.
We don't need him anymore.
Yeah. No, it really is. How outrageous can you be so we can do outrageous? But you know damn well that it makes no sense at all.
Yeah.
And you just want to be mad. Skip Bayless, this is all on Skip Bayless. All this is on Skip Bayless. Intentionally saying things that you know aren't true for attention.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless showed that model could make millions.
And it has.
It's true. That model could make millions. And you remember when we used to have on writers who would come on us with the bench on 610 when we were there? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the Around the Horn came on because, well, it was Kornheiser and Wilbon.
Pardon
the interruption. And Around the Horn. And all of a sudden, all these writers had to get a little extra. Look at Woody Page. Yeah. And these guys all started figuring out, wait a minute. If I get a little bombastic, I might be able to get some TV
time. We used to have Carlton Thompson on.
Yeah. CT was not a bombastic.
He was not a bombastic. No, not in the least.
Not a bombastic.
All right, we're picking up on the other side. You got to talk about Work Suites right now.
I'm going to tell you about Work Suites, a place where you can go and get all the amenities of a big office and yet at small office prices. That's at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about here with WorkSuites. WorkSuites has an unbelievable opportunity for you, which is to get into an office, and they can do anywhere from one office, a small micro office, they're called micro offices, to something that's much larger that can accommodate 50 people. This is a huge space that I saw out in Kingwood. But the people who are going there are people who need an office space, who are just starting up a business, or maybe have built their business up to a certain level where they say, man, I need it to look more professional. Now, I can't keep doing this out of my home. I got people coming in. A lot of insurance agents, for example, will office out of there. If you need a drop-in space, you don't want to go to the coffee shop anymore, you want a spot to drop in two or three times a week, it's a great solution. They have a package available for you. Or if you're downsizing, a lot of energy business, oil and gas, have gone smaller from their big office spaces downtown to WorkSuites locations where they can office for a much lower price. And you get all your FedEx and UPS and IT needs, and everything is met there. They have packages available that give you your office furniture, or you can bring your own office furniture in if that's what you want to do. Go to the website and go to WorkSuites.com. 5 locations in Houston, and this is a great way also to eliminate that long drive. If you live in North Houston, just pull up in the Woodlands location and make that your office right there. Serving several locations in Texas with 5 in the Houston area. No hidden fees. What you see is what you get. At least leases up to from month to month to 24 months, WorkSuites.com.
ESPN 97.5.